bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. And I have returned from Seattle. I'm actually surprised that I decided to come back. While I was there, I actually did go on 2 apartment tours, and I did that for fun. Man, it is expensive to live there. To live downtown in an apartment building, neither of these prices include parking or utilities. One was $3,000 a month. Okay, so what the heck do these people do in Seattle that they can afford a $3,000 a month apartment? I don't know, but I personally thought the second apartment I saw was a heck of a lot better. It was only $2,700 a month, and in my opinion, was a better location and had a better view. This one, I got to go on a rooftop terrace overlooking the water, overlooking a couple islands. It was way better price in my mind. However, Leanne has informed me that it doesn't matter what I think of Seattle because she does not plan to leave the Midwest anytime soon. A whole different conversation, a whole different podcast that could be about, and maybe it will be next year around this time. Who knows? No one really actually knows. So I'm going to talk a lot more about my trip to Seattle and how it all came to fruition. Something that I've talked a lot about, and I'll kind of tell you what I learned from Seattle and why it should matter. Why am I sharing all of this about my trip to Seattle? And I'm going to share a lot of different things this week. And right now I can tell I'm just rambling. And as you've heard many times on this podcast and mentioned on other podcasts, that's kind of what a podcast is. It's just rambling. However, I digress. Now, while I was sitting in the airport getting ready to leave for Seattle, I started jotting down some notes. And I already had a half page of notes of everything I wanted to talk to you about, and I hadn't even made it to Seattle yet. And one of the first notes I wrote was Trent Speaks shirt in airport, double outfit. And I actually have no idea what that means or what I was trying to say. I don't know if it has something to do with me wearing my Trent Speaks t-shirt in the airport and me. I don't think I was wearing the hat, but I have my Trent Speaks hat, so I don't know if that's what it was about or what. But I am starting to get quite the buildup of Trent Speaks apparel. So I have my hat now. I have t-shirts, which I still do have t-shirts available. I have mediums and larges. So if you're interested in a t-shirt, those are $8 plus the cost of shipping if I need to ship it to you. So they average out around $12-$13. So if you're interested in that, feel free to let me know and I will get you a t-shirt. But I'm just going to go through all this, and it might feel like it is everywhere, and that's because it is everywhere. So Leanne texted me on Tuesday last week. Well, I actually don't know what day it was, nor does it matter. Anyway, Leanne texted me before we were about to leave for the airport, like a day or so before. And she said, Trent, what time do we have to be at the airport? Well, I told her. And the response I got was, you're lucky I love you. We had to be at the airport at 4 a.m., which means we had to leave Leanne's house at 3 a.m., which means we had to be up at 2:30 a.m. However, Leanne didn't get home from work until 11:30 a.m. If anyone can do the math right there really quickly, that's 3 hours. However, just because you get home from work at 11:30 a.m., doesn't mean you're going to bed right, 11:30 p.m. Doesn't mean you're going to bed right at 11:30 p.m. So we probably didn't go to bed until closer to around 12:30 in the morning, which would equate to about 2 hours of sleep. Now, Leanne couldn't come home and sleep right away because she had clinical. And so God bless her. God bless the fact that she puts up with me and she loves me and does things for me. So thank you, Leanne, for being a trooper. And going to clinical, well, you had to go to clinical, but for bringing me to the airport. Once I got to the airport, I went through Chicago Midway. I thought to myself, after of course I got all the way through, that God's timing is always impeccable. And whether that's timing with a job or a relationship or anything in your life, but I'll tell you what, his timing was impeccable during Chicago Midway security. So probably about 15 or 20 people after me, they actually cut off the line and started to hold people while they were opening up another lane to go through security. So I got lucky there. Then I finally get up through the line and everything, and I'm waiting in the secondary line to go through the metal detector and throw my stuff onto the conveyor belt. And a TSA agent comes up and starts with the person right behind me and starts ushering them into a different area or into a different lane. I really don't know where they were going. The agent just kept saying, go this way, move on up, go this way. Didn't concern me. That's all that I knew. And so I just started to think to myself, and that's kind of how these notes started to come together. I was even sitting at the gate and I was looking around at all the people. And that's something that I've taken from Leanne, as I've become a lot more of a people watcher. And I think I've become a lot more of a people watcher now that I've done the Trent Speaks podcast. And because my thought is always, who has a story to share? Who looks like they have a story to share? Because I don't want to be quick to judge people, because I think that we do that. And we're very much wrong about them a lot of times. When Stu and I talked on his podcast, the Elemental Podcast, a couple of weeks ago, that's something him and I talked about, and how he had mentioned how, yeah, you could see a guy with a face tattoos and all these tattoos on him, but he could be either like this big jerk, or he could actually be a really cool guy who has a really cool story. And that's the thing, is you never know. And so I sat here at the gate of the airport, on my terminal and everything, looking at this eclectic group of people. This one guy, he had a Hulk Hogan mustache, is the best way to describe it, really. There were old people and young people. All I could think about while I was looking around was, think about all the different stories these people have, and what are their stories? Why are you traveling to Seattle or going to Nashville? Some of them were going to Nashville at the gate next to me. Do you live there? Are you traveling for work? Are you traveling just for yourself? That's the thing, is I want to know, what were people doing? Were you just traveling for fun, or what was your purpose in traveling? Seriously, everyone has a story, and it just gets me so not riled up, but I just get so passionate about it because it's so true. And I just want to know, what are other people doing? I think that's why I originally wanted to get into broadcasting, was because even now that I'm not in broadcasting, whenever I see the police somewhere, or whenever I see an accident, or whenever I see some big commotion, I always want to know what's going on, what's happening. And that's what I want to know about these people in the airport. What is your story? What is it that you are doing? Why are you traveling here? And that I learned so much about people while I was in Seattle. For example, there was on the ferry over to this Bainbridge Island. I was sitting and waiting. I had to wait for almost 50 minutes or so, because I had just missed the ferry that had left, so I had to sit and wait. And so I'm sitting on these benches, and it's priority seating for handicap or those with disabilities. But I'm just sitting there thinking, you know what, I'll get up and I'll move if someone needs to sit down. And this older lady and two older ladies and a gentleman had walked up. And so I stood up and I said, oh, here you go. And she goes, no, I don't mind sitting next to you. And I said, okay, I just wanted to make sure there was enough room. I didn't say I want to make sure enough room. I thought that piece. But they sat down, and the gentleman was wearing a Michigan hat. It had the Michigan M on it. And I kept thinking to myself the entire time I was sitting there, Trent, just get up the courage to say something. Just get up the courage to ask him about his hat. Because that's a struggle that I have, is getting up the courage just to start that conversation with people. I brought 25 of my Trent Speaks business cards to just hand out to people that I met along the way for them to contact me, because I would have loved to have had them on this podcast, and I didn't do it because I always chicken out. I always get so scared. Well, finally, after a while had elapsed, but shortly before we were about to get up to board the ferry, the lady next to me, who was sitting next to that couple, they had been talking back and forth, and I finally heard the husband's wife say something about Michigan. So I leaned over and I said, "Oh, are you guys from Michigan?" And she said, "Yes, we're from the Canton area." And I said, "Oh, that's so cool." Like, I had seen his hat and everything. I said, "I'm actually from the Grand Rapids area." And so we had gotten up to go to the ferry and everything. And so we continued conversation a little bit more. And she had asked, like, "Oh, are you in school right now?" And I said, "Nope, I'm actually originally from Michigan, but I'm temporarily living in Wisconsin. I went to school at Northern Michigan, though, up in Marquette." And she had said, "Oh, that's where my son went." And really, I hadn't son that, or that's where my grandson went, or my son, one of the two. And really, I hadn't yet said that I was temporarily living in Wisconsin until after I said I went to NMU. Because she had said about that her grandson, we'll call him, had went to NMU. Because then when I said I'm temporarily living in Wisconsin, she said, "Oh, and that's where he lives right now. And it's in a town that starts with an S." And she was looking for it and looking for it and couldn't find it. So I said, "Oh, well, is it Stout?" She said, "Nope, that doesn't sound familiar." And I said, "Oh, well, right now I live in Stevens Point." And she looked at me and her eyes lit up and she goes, "Yeah," she goes, "that might be it, actually." So now she wasn't 100% sure, but the fact that her eyes lit up told me that she's heard of Stevens Point before, meaning it's very possible that he's actually from Stevens Point. And personally, now I'm not from Wisconsin, so I don't know Wisconsin geography, but I don't know any other town that starts with an S in Wisconsin. Now, I'm sure there are more than two towns in Wisconsin that start with an S, but I just thought that was so cool. It is such a small world. I was at Belltown Brewery in Seattle, and the bartender, when he took my ID to obviously check my age, he said, "Oh, Wisconsin." He goes, "I'm actually from Wisconsin." Well, I was quick to inform him that I was only living in Wisconsin right now and I was originally from Michigan, to which he told me he'd forgive me for that. But then the guy next to me had mentioned how his girlfriend was from Wisconsin. And I just can't get over how small of a world this really is. So there's the Link train. From the airport that runs all the way through downtown Seattle up to the University of Washington, which if you were to ask me my favorite thing about Seattle, I would 100% tell you my favorite thing was the public transportation. And you're probably thinking, "Wow, you must have had a really boring time." But no, I just thought it was so cool how well it worked and how clean it was and how efficient it was and how easy it was to use. I digress, though. So anyway, on my way from the airport to my Airbnb city called Othello, there was this lady, and I overheard her talking about how she was from Wisconsin. And again, I thought to myself, man, I should go over there and just ask her where from Wisconsin, or where in Wisconsin are you from, and what are you doing here in Seattle? Well, I overheard her say that her son lived in Seattle, so I didn't have to ask, "What are you doing here?" Funny enough, you have to think of how big of a area Seattle is. Funny enough, though, when I was on the ferry from Seattle to Bainbridge Island, guess who walked by me on that ferry? Yep, it was Lady from Link Train from Wisconsin. What the heck? I had seen this lady maybe 3 hours ago, and now I'm seeing her on the exact same ferry as me over to this island. And it was just that kind of stuff that blew my mind while I was there of how small of a world this really is. One of the things I was thinking about while I was sitting in the airport that kind of carried with me through to the Link train was how I wish we didn't have technology. I wish we didn't have access to phones. Or that if the access to phones that we did have, we're back to the days of flip phones where we couldn't access the internet, where we couldn't text people, or that at least we were getting charged for our texts so it would be more diminished of how much we're texting. I wish people would actually talk to each other, because that would have been the best way to learn about people's stories. I think that's what the hardest barrier is. I think that's the biggest obstacle for me, is that I'm trying to talk to someone, or I'm wanting to talk to someone who is invested in their technology and invested in their own thing. And kind of like even talking earlier about too, sorry, I'm looking at my notes here. Even talking earlier about too, the eclectic group of people I saw, there was a girl in front of me at the airport, and she was sitting there in like these gray striped leggings. It's not that I just remember that. I wrote a note about it because they were weird and it caught my attention. But in my head, I'm like, okay, well, is that your airport attire and your airplane attire? Or Seattle is very much known to have hipster areas, so are you just a hipster? I don't know. And I know that's sounding me being judgy, but it was just a question that I had in my head. Is this your airport attire? Are you a hipster? Are you a hipster airport person? I don't actually know what's going on here. I don't know what that note is. But it's just those kind of questions that I have that I'm not able to get answered, that I want to get answered, but people are too tied up in their technology. I wish it was easier for us to communicate with one another. But it's just a matter of overcoming those barriers to be able to communicate without it feeling awkward, or without it feeling like, what is this guy doing? What is he talking about? And I think sometimes the best things that I heard in Seattle were not the things that I asked, but just the things that I overheard. But then you wonder to yourself, well, am I now invading someone's privacy because I'm listening to their conversation without them actually knowing? There was a lady on the Link train who was talking to this younger-ish lady, and she had been retired for 1 week, lived in California, but she's been retired for 1 week, hasn't set in yet, retirement hasn't, so she's not sure how to feel about it. And you know, there's so much that I did while I was in Seattle. I went on a ducks tour. If you're not familiar with what a duck tour is, look up the Seattle Duck Land and Water Tour. They have them in the Wisconsin Dells. I'm sure they have them elsewhere. It was really interesting to learn that GM actually was the manufacturer of the ducks. They only made 20,000 of them, and they were originally made for World War II, interestingly enough. They were not meant to be a combat vehicle, but they were actually just meant to transport people. I think they were meant to transport them onto an island, if I remember correctly. A lot of walking in Seattle, 10 miles on Friday, 13 miles on Saturday. Like I said, I did apartment tours. I went to Bainbridge Island. And of course, you know me, I went to a lot of breweries, because when am I ever going to be back to Seattle to try the local beer? Now, there are a couple more things that I want to share with you. But first, last week, I believe it was, I talked about Holtz Leather and how I got my Trent Speaks hat from them, and how in the packaging for the Trent Speaks hat, they actually had this little thingamajigger that had their story in it. And so I talked about how people have stories, companies have stories. So it's just funny how all this stuff ties together. Because while I was at the Amazon Go store, I really just wanted this orange tote bag that were free to take, but I felt bad about just taking the bag. So I felt like I needed to buy something as well as experience what it was like to get something from the Amazon Go store. So I picked up this random candy bar that said, "Oh my s'mores," because I love s'mores and it sounded really good. So I threw it in my bag, thought nothing of it. One night on the Link train, I was on my way back to my Airbnb. And as I'm eating my candy bar, I notice on the back of this candy bar wrapper, it says, "My story." Look at that. We were just talking about how companies have stories, and now here we are another week later with another story from another company, and this is what it says. And if I pause for a minute, it's because I accidentally ripped along the my story portion, so I'm just trying to read the words. "In my 30s, I left a tech career in Venezuela to chase my passion for food all the way to culinary school in Paris. Now, as a chocolatier, I have the privilege of living out my joy by crafting delicious premium chocolate experiences for you. I hope they make you smile, maybe even giggle, so you'll share the joy too. Together, let's make the world an even sweeter place. With gratitude, Master Chocolatier." Oh, that's his title. Chef Michael someone. Starts with an A. I couldn't tell you what it actually says. So yet another story by yet another company. Interesting. And maybe we'll get to have him on. I don't know. Maybe I'll reach out to him and reach out to Holtz Leather and see what happens, because you never know. So now you're thinking to yourself, Trent, I've listened to your ramble for the past 20 minutes. What the heck is the purpose of this podcast this week? Well, let me tell you. I talked about how really it's a small world. I kind of want to talk to you in a second here. I'm going to share one more thing, and then I'm going to talk to you about, for me, what was the purpose? How did it all come to fruition? And what is it that I learned or took away from this trip that I think you can apply to your own lives as well? I wore on Friday. I was there Friday, Saturday, all day. Flew out Sunday morning, 5:30 a.m. So Friday, I wore my Trent Speaks shirt. And actually on Friday night at the Tim McGraw Faith Hill concert I went to, I was walking around and a security man had said while I was walking, "Oh, what does Trent speak about?" So I looked at him and I said, "Oh, it's just a podcast that I do where I share other people's stories. You should check it out." Actually, I did not say you should check it out, because the words he said after that were, "I should check it out," to which I responded, "Yeah, you should." And I walked away. But even just the fact, I don't even know if he listened to it, or I don't care if he listened to it, but just the fact that it caught someone's attention meant the world to me. Well, little did I know I would really catch everyone's attention on Saturday when I wore my Bob Ross shirt that says, "No mistakes, just happy accidents." And I joke you not, at least 10 people made a comment about my shirt while I was walking around on Saturday. Well, one of those people worked at the Hard Rock Cafe. And you're thinking to yourself, where is this going? I was on my way down to the water to shoot the video that I posted earlier this week of what was coming up on the Trent Speaks podcast. And as I walked by the Hard Rock Cafe, there was a sign outside that said, "Rooftop Terrace is open." I walked away a little bit, and then I turned back around and thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to go check that out. So I walked in, and I said, "Oh, I saw your sign that the Rooftop Terrace is open." And the lady looks at me, and I thought this was kind of a weird tactic, but whatever. The lady looks at me and she goes, "Yeah, but I have something better for you. Go up to the second floor, and there's all open seating up there, and there's going to be a free comedy show as well." Okay, well, if you have a sign outside that says Rooftop Terrace is open, and I come in inquiring about the Rooftop Terrace, I'm probably interested only in the Rooftop Terrace, not about your comedy show. But, okay, whatever, I guess I'll go check out the second floor. So I go up to the second floor, and the comedy show hasn't started yet, but I sit down at the bar. And I'm getting helped by this lady, and I told her, I said, "You know, I'm really not in the mood for like a beer right now. I'm thinking more of a cocktail." So she's talking to me and everything. And this guy comes over. Well, what I gathered is this guy is the person, he's not the manager, but he's in charge of the floor right now and in charge of the bar area. And he comes over and he makes a comment about my shirt and then shows me his earrings and leans in. He's wearing Bob Ross earrings. Oh my gosh, he's wearing Bob Ross earrings. Who just has Bob Ross earrings laying around? Oh my gosh, and from there on, him and I hit it off. We talked for a while throughout the night and everything. And it was just so cool. It's so weird in the ways that you can make connections with people. He's a person I should have gave my card to. But unfortunately I did not. The comedians were really funny though. They were hilarious. One of the comedians walked up on stage and he said, "I know what you're thinking. Why is the guy from Lost up here right now?" The female comedian was really funny. She asked if anyone was married there. I was in the back. So I raised my hand and she said, "How's that going for you, sir? It doesn't look like, well, you're sitting alone at a bar on a Saturday night." Oh, that was cracking me up, I tell ya. So it was a good time had by all. So now you're thinking to yourself yet again, okay, Trent, I still don't understand what you're talking to us about this week. I'll tell you what. There's been a lot of things that I've touched on so far. One is you just have to overcome barriers. There are going to be hard things in life, things that you want to do, such as ask people what their story is or try and talk to them a little bit. And so sometimes you're just going to have to expand your comfort zone, and it's not going to be easy. It's hard for me. I mean, I try to practice what I preach as much as I can, but listen, I'm right there in the same boat as you. It's not easy. I know how it can feel sometimes, but we really just need to work on putting ourselves out there. And I think the first step is to, as cliche as this may sound, is to acknowledge that we need to put ourselves out there more and what it is that we need to do to accomplish what it is that we're seeking. The other thing to keep in mind is it's a small world. So keep in mind the connections that you make, the people that you talk to, and what bridges that you maintain and what bridges you are okay with burning. But also knowing that, like I said, it is a small world, and so you never know what could come back around. The reason I originally went to Seattle, about 2 or 3 weeks ago now, I was in a severe struggle again. In terms of like mental health and stuff. And this is while I was on vacation. And so I said to myself, you know what? I need to spend some time with friends while I'm here home on vacation. So I did that. And I think the more I thought about it, I thought I need time for myself. I need time to get away, to collect my thoughts, and just to get away from everyone, to get away from the natural environment that I've been in. Part of me thought about going up to Marquette, but it's there. I know people up there. I know the environment. There's not new things for me to kind of just get away from. And it would be stuff that I'm used to or stuff that I'm familiar with. And that's not what I wanted in this like journey that I was going on. And you know, my life's not perfect. I mean, like I said, I've been going through my struggles and trying to figure things out with some other things and to find myself and like who I am. And I texted a friend, and even this friend said that they need the same thing right now. And so it's something that we sometimes need. It's something I've talked about before, is getting that detox. And sometimes you just need to find out, what is it I need to do to reset myself and be happy with myself? And that's the thing, is I was in a place where I wasn't happy with myself and I was questioning things and I was needing to figure out who I am without having other people around me, so that that's something I could focus on and think about. And I will say, there's that perception. A lot of the times that I was posting on Facebook, I was checking into a brewery. Or a lot of times I was texting people, I was talking about heading to the next brewery or just walking around town. But there are so many things that it's a perception thing. And I get it. I totally get it. But I think that everyone has their own way of detoxing and knowing what it is that they need to do to find themselves. And so for me, that was doing the walking around. It was doing the exploring. And so I feel like I learned a lot, in my trip to Seattle. One of the biggest things was spontaneity. I have never been that spontaneous in my life. Typically, anyone that knows me knows that I am a huge planner. I will research things to the bitter end. I was doing that with Seattle. I was researching prior to going, of like, where should I go? What should I do? And so I had ideas of what I wanted to do or where I wanted to go. But while I was there, I had zero commitments except be at this concert at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, and at 3 p.m. on Saturday, be at this brewery tour. Other than that, and the brewery tour, I didn't schedule until Saturday morning. So other than that, I did whatever I wanted to do, and it was weird for me. But it was also very refreshing for me. And something that I overheard a mom say to their child, of all people, that rang with me on Friday, was, the past is the past. And of course, I've heard that before. I've heard it from people I'm close to, people I love, other people and celebrities and Christian-related things. Sometimes, though, and I think that Leanne sometimes gets upset with me. Full disclosure, Leanne gets upset with me. Surprise, surprise. Because she'll say stuff to me, but someone else could turn around and say the exact same sentence in the exact same way. And I'll be like, oh, Leanne, this person said that, and it made sense to me. And she'll give me this look and say, Trent, I just said the exact same thing to you. And so I think that sometimes it just means something different, hearing it from someone else or hearing it in a different way. And so the past is the past is something that stuck with me. A lot of times, whether it was on the train in the morning or just walking around throughout the day, I was thinking to myself, talking to God, listening to God. And so I personally, for me, this Seattle trip is 100% what I needed. I've talked before about how really taking care of yourself, self-care, is huge. And in order for, even Sydney said this, in order for you to love others and for others to be happy, you need to make sure you're taking care of yourself and you're being happy and loving yourself. And so even just listening to her, she was a large part of why I decided I needed to take this trip. Because I needed to get away. I needed to find myself, collect my thoughts, figure out who I am, what I'm doing. And so just keep that in mind, that it's okay to take a random trip. I book these plane tickets a week in advance. It's okay to take time for yourself, to get away from people and everyone, and go to a different location and just spend time by yourself. It might be weird traveling by yourself, but it'll be worth it in the end. So don't forget to take time for yourself this week. If you need anything, let me know. There will be an upcoming Trent Speaks Live podcast. I have not quite decided the details of that yet, though I lied and said that last week I'd give you a date this week. I don't have a date for you. So next week you'll be hearing from Aaron. He and I met up in Grand Rapids a couple of weeks ago to catch up and to chit-chat about some things. So next week you'll be hearing from Aaron here on the Trent Speaks podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Trent Speaks, or you can like the page Trent Speaks on Facebook.com. Obviously, I could have just said Facebook. I don't know why I didn't. You can find the podcast also on SoundCloud.com by searching Trent Speaks. I am in the works of getting Trent Speaks onto iTunes, so stay tuned for that. Otherwise, TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. All right, everyone, peace and blessings. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.